Welcome to Great Day Presents. Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Power be
Ever feel like you need direction in life? Someone to lead you? Centuries ago, Moses found that guidance as the Lord parted the Red Sea to give the Israelites safe passage from the Egyptians. He sang to the Lord, "Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling." Today, that same guidance can be found in Jesus Christ. It requires only our desire, our faith, and our trust.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you on.
the only love I need. In my life, you're all that matters. In my eyes, the only truth I'll see. When my hopes and dreams are shattered, you're the only one for me. When I found you, imagine me without you, I'd be lost and so confused. I wouldn't last a day, I'd be afraid without you there to see me through. Imagine me without you, don't you know it's just impossible. Because of you, it's all brand new. My life is now a choir. I can't imagine me without you. When you caught me, I was falling. Your love lifted me back on my feet. It was like you heard me calling, and you rushed to set me free. When I found you, I was blessed. And I will never leave you, I need you. Imagine me without you, I'd be lost and so confused. I wouldn't last a day, I'd be afraid without you there.
Oh,
You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. There are times when a tighter economy affects everyone's pocketbook, but for the most part, we are an affluent society. There are those, however, that barely survive. They are the outcasts. Fortunately, a merciful God promises those we choose to ignore, "I will restore you to health and heal your wounds because you are called an outcast for whom no one cares." Were it not for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we too would be outcasts.
I don't know. You can hear me, or if you're even there. I don't know if you would listen to a humble prayer. They tell me I'm just an outcast, I shouldn't speak to you. Still I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too? God help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. Lost and forgotten, they look to you still. God help the outcast, or nobody will. I ask for nothing. I know so many less lucky than I. God help the outcast, the poor and downtrodden. I thought we all were the children of God. I don't know if there's a reason why some are blessed, some not. Why the few you seem to favor, they fear us, flee us, try not to see us. God help the outcast, the tattered and torn. Why they were born.
Not now, then when. The Bible tells us the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. In James we read, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Whatever we're seeking, prayer should come first and not be a last resort.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Sometimes we stumble, sometimes we even fall, and we can't find a friend.
Sometimes a prayer will do, and though we
to face the future. Sometimes a prayer will do.
Catastrophic attacks against the United States, September 11, 2001, are almost a virtual replay of events in the Left Behind books by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and should serve as a wake-up call for us to strengthen our relationship with Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul warns, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come suddenly. God does not intend for us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. The children died, the days grew cold, a piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. And there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
Oh yeah.
The demons dying. How could you have been so blind? There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. No, and there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. I hope we'll all be
left. You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be
left. You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be
left. You've been left.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, may God bless your day. Jerry?
Hi, I'm Jerry Jenkins, a Christian author, and with Jesus, every day is a great day.